When the new season of Saturday Night Live debuts tonight, stand-up comedian Melissa Villaseñor will debut as a full cast member. She's been called an impression machine for impersonations of celebrities, both real and imagined, including Pokemon's Ash Ketchum.
Hey, Pikachu! Get back in the Pokeball! Be careful, Pikachu!
And Bjork.
I have a cat, and sometimes I like to follow her around and pretend that I am a cat, too.
NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
This summer, Melissa Villaseñor performed at Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival. She greets her audience with a warning.
Thanks for being here. I hope you knew what you were getting into. This is my voice.
Yes, that's her natural speaking voice. She thinks it sounds a little like Kermit the Frog, and she loves it.
It makes me happy. I like waking up in the morning and hearing it and going, oh yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Villaseñor is Mexican-American. She's from Whittier, California. Her parents own a fencing company. It was her dad who turned her on to comedy, Rodney Dangerfield, Steve Martin, Jim Carrey. When she was 12, she started imitating pop singers to make her friends laugh. It worked. Here she is years later at LA's Laugh Factory.
I don't like how the singers sing on sports games. You know, they sing the Star Spangled Banner. They just want to show off their voice. You know, they're just, oh, say, can you see? Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like, stop it, you're annoying.
There's a seemingly endless amount of Villaseñor's material online. She's got homemade videos, stand-up clips. There's her breakthrough performance on America's Got Talent. She also does voices for animated characters.
Hey, Rad, want to play me in Papa Shot?
She's just got really amazing range.
Ian Jones-Cordy is the creator of the Cartoon Network show OK KO Let's Be Heroes.
We can kind of just throw her at a situation and she can create something really hilarious.
Jones-Cordy first saw Villaseñor a few years ago at a comedy club in L.A. Then he started watching her videos online.
Her Owen Wilson impression is legendary.
The other day, I was looking up at the sky. It was so blue, and it was like, wow. Hey, sky, you match my eyes. My eyes are blue, too.
Villaseñor says she has affection for all of the celebrities she chooses to mimic.
They really inspire me, and I would say help me feel less alone and make me feel like they're my friend. Like Owen Wilson, he's so soothing and silly and peaceful, and that makes me feel comfort.
On Saturday Night Live last season, she co-wrote a sketch in which she played a cartoon voice actor. Kenan Thompson played the director.
Then we have Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a bat.
You know, I'm a bat, so yeah.
After it was announced that Melissa Villaseñor would be joining SNL, the triumph was somewhat diminished. Bloggers noticed that she had deleted some old tweets they considered racist. She isn't the only comedian whose Twitter past has been scrutinized. Old jokes by Trevor Noah and Sarah Silverman, for example, were deemed offensive when they resurfaced years later. Villaseñor says those old tweets were her trying to be edgy, but she doesn't regret deleting them.
I'm flawed like everyone else, and yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was perfect.
She says the online attacks left her numb. She got some advice from more seasoned SNL cast members.
And they're just like, you gotta get tough and get used to it.
With just one season under her belt, Villaseñor says the SNL family has already taught her so much. She says when writers like Mikey Day and Streeter Seidel have worked with her on sketches, they'll do impressions of her.
So they're just going, oh, what about that? And so they're trying out different things in my voice. And it makes me so happy. Comedians, we just love picking on each other. And it just makes me feel at home.
Melissa Villaseñor is trying to develop original characters for SNL. She says that's much harder than doing impressions, but that we might see one this season. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.